Meditate where you are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Meditate where you are. It's so easy to meditate where you are. Meditate means to think about. How many times have you thought about something? How many times have you been places and you thought about things and you said, gee, I wish I could consider that a little more deeply. I wish I could understand what I'm thinking about. I wish I understood what this is all about. Now that's meditating. That's meditating in the wrong way. To meditate in the right way means that you begin to say, I know, I know. And as you begin to think that you know, you find that an understanding comes to you. You find that a depth of awareness comes into your heart, and you do understand, you do know. It is very easy to overshoot these things, and it's very easy to ignore these things. It's very easy to not be aware of these things, but we do know. We truly do know. We have a deeper understanding than we can ever be aware of on our awareness basis. Now, we've received a lot of theses from students who are taking the various courses of the University of Healing, and they're doing remarkably well. They're reading their lessons 3 times a day out loud to themselves, and they're doing it for 7 days, and at the end of 7 days, they do the quiz and the essay. And after just a short time, just a few weeks, they find that writing the 100-word essay response is as easy as can be. They count it, of course, but they hardly need to count it because they know that they write exactly 100 words. Now, we could tell ourselves all of our life that for us to just arbitrarily say we're going to write 100 words is not an easy thing. It's not something that we do naturally. Well, it's not something we do naturally because we tell ourselves we do not do it naturally. The moment we begin telling ourselves that we do it naturally, we begin doing it naturally. We begin doing it perfectly. We begin doing it wonderfully. And we do write essays of 100 words perfectly. It's not a skill. It's just that within us is the ability to do anything. Within us is the ability to meditate on any topic or any subject that we like. Within us is to meditate wherever we are, whatever we are doing, and know that we get beautiful, instantaneous results. Have you ever gone to the doctor's office and said, oh dear, I have this pain or this ache, and he's going to find I have something terrible. And the doctor says to you, you have something terrible. Have you ever gone into the doctor's office, and before you went in the doctor's office, you have had a pain now and then, you had had a feeling now and then that you want to check out. But before you go in the doctor's office, you sit for a few moments in your car, you sit quietly by yourself, and you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. Meditating on these aspects is not diminishing the activity that the doctor will do with you. It's not demeaning what you want to have done to have an analysis made of how you can have a perfect body. It's merely putting a cause in motion of writing 100 words and then doing it. Putting a cause in motion of saying to yourself that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and have you live in it. The things that we meditate on are the things that we experience. No matter how differently we want to think about it, how we think, well, I thought about that, I thought about this, and I thought, yes, you did, that's true. We all did. And then, how many instants, an instant later, did you feel a pain? How many instants later did you feel a problem? And instead of saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, we said, whoops, I got a problem, better go to the doctor. Whoops, I got a problem, better take that pill. Whoops, I got a problem, better take an aspirin. And, you know, we have the problem. We build that problem and we exacerbate that problem. We give it power, power, power. We empower the problem by saying we have a problem. Now, is there anything wrong, sincerely, If you were to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and keep making that affirmation, I write an essay of 100 words, I write an essay of 100 words, I write an essay of 100 words, and do it naturally, and you live in your whole and perfect body naturally. And then, after you've done your meditation, after you've done it very thoroughly, do whatever you feel you should do, and you will find that whatever you have meditated about, whatever meditation ideas you have put into your mind, those are the results that will be responded to in your life. Are you sincere in what you do? Are you just hoping that you're whole and perfect? Or are you just saying, without hoping or without not hoping, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Little kids are very good at that. They just rattle these things off without thinking the things that might happen or not happen by it. They just say, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and they don't have the slightest idea what 2 times 2 is. Neither do you or I. We know it's part of the mathematical field. We know that understanding 2 times 2 is 4 and saying that to ourselves and believing that, then we will say 2 times 2 is 4 and we will take a 2 and a 2 and multiply it by itself and it'll be a 4. We add it to itself and it'll be a 4. We divide it from itself and it'll be a 0. Whoops-a-daisy, how about that? That's another cup of fish, isn't it? Well, you and I make affirmations all the time. And these affirmations are affirmations that come forth in our life, come forth in our experience very powerfully and very beautifully and very significantly. The only question is, what is the first thought that comes to our mind when we have a little hurt? Do we say, uh-oh, or do we say, I'm all perfect? What thought first comes to our mind when we ask ourselves a question about whether something is right or wrong? Uh-oh, I don't want to be caught doing that. Don't even think such a thing. Just say, that's not in my consciousness. In my consciousness is the right thing to do. If the wrong thing comes up, then think of the right thing. You know the right thing. We always know the right thing. The right thing to do is always very obvious to us, very open to us, and very revealed to us. And all we have to do is do the right thing. Meditate on it. Meditate on whether you should plant these seeds this time, whether it's too early or too late. Meditate on whether you should tell your children about sex at any particular time in their life, or should they know about it all of their life, as they know about puppy dogs and kitty cats, and they know about animals on the farm. It's not a matter of that it's something that is very secretive and very, very hidden, but it's something that's a matter of part of life. And if they're learning to handle it as the farm children learn to handle it, they grow up with a mental attitude about their sexual experiences as healthy and vital and dynamic, and they are not eagerly, smutly thinking of things, but they're thinking of things in its most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way. This is what we should meditate on. Let the words of my heart and the meditations of my sight, meditations of my heart, let the words of my mind and the meditations of my sight be acceptable in my presence. Be acceptable in the presence of my dad or my mom or my teacher or my Lord or my Savior or whoever it is we're thinking about. If the meditations are always acceptable, if they're always positive and uplifting and good, if they're always beneficial to me, you can be sure they're going to be beneficial to others. I had a call today from a company. They wanted to give me $45 million. And they said, you have won $45 million on the sweepstake, and it's yours, and you're going to be able to enjoy it just wonderfully. And I said to the people, and how much must I pay? They said, oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. Is this your address? Is this your name? Is this your detail? Yes. Can we come out with the sheriff, and can we come out with the guarding that much money, because that's a lot of money to give to a person? Do you want it to be known publicly? Should we tell the publications about it? Do you want this and that and the other thing? I said, no, just privately and do as you wish. And then they said, now, can you have $85 ready to give to us as 1% of whatever something it was? And I said, oh, I see. Let's take it off of the money that you bring me. You bring me the money, and then we'll take that as part of the money that you bring me, and we'll take care of it that way. Oh, no, we can't do that. And I said, well, if you can't do that, it sounds like I'm not going to see that money either. So thank you for calling, and have a lovely day. We have lots of opportunities that come our way to be beguiled. We have lots of opportunities that come our way to sort of make us think that we're going to get something for nothing. And I know that I am independently wealthy. I know that every time I turn around, the bills are paid. I know that every time I do anything, I am in harmony with abundance. I'm in harmony with peace. I'm in harmony with my meditation in perfect, divine, right order. And I don't go out and take chances. Oh, I take a little bit of a risk by investing in a company that I believe in, and I know that its stocks and bonds are going to do well, good things, but I don't say that's not a chance. There's a chance that it might not succeed. But I believe in that like I believe in my children, like I believe in my family, my friends, and I'm willing to invest in them, and I know that they'll come through. And with everything that we have invested in, whenever it was my choice, whenever I made the decision to do it, it came out perfectly because I didn't believe it was a chance. I meditated on it, and I knew in my heart that it was the right thing to do, and it was. Can we always do that? Can we always in our heart meditate on that which is for our highest and best? Meditate where you are, no matter what you're doing. You'll be driving your car. You can be eating a meal. You can be talking to your family. You can be watching a TV show. You can be watching a video. You can do anything at all, be playing games. You meditate at all times because you're always saying, I know that I know that I know all things that I do are in divine right order. I know that I know that I know I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I know that I know that I know all is in divine right order now, and my life is wonderful and good and beautiful and fantastic and glorious, and so it is. Do you believe it? Oh, I believe it, and I experience it, and I live a very, very happy life. Join me in this and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.